Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. What you just listened to was the society's national anthem. The age of freedom has come, but it's something that has to be won. Until you're ready to work for it, evil will not let you be. You ain't going to get it unless you get out and work for it. Well, let's talk about freedom for a minute. Because, but first, let me do an assertion. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, and I will get what I want. What I want is what this is all about. Mom always said, be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. But when you're going after what you want, make sure that it's what you want, okay? Now, let me explain the definition of freedom before we get into everything. Freedom means control. Stop and think about your life. Stop and think about what's going on in the country and ask yourself, how much actual control do you have over what's going on? You know? Right now, the only say-so that most of us have in government is the vote. If you're not voting, you don't have no say, so there's nothing you can do whatsoever to slow these guys down in Washington, okay? Just remember that through the power of the vote, we just fired the President of the United States. When black people showed up, we showed up. And so the five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, white, we showed up to make a difference. And once we showed up, everything changed when we worked together. That's what the Elohim Five Tribes is all about. Working together to make a change and make a difference to get more control over what's going on, okay? Now, last week, opened up all of the mics so that you can just jump in whenever you got ready. But Blog Talk, a couple of calls was dropped. And when they called back in, they didn't know to press 1 again to get back on the air. So this week, what I'm going to do, I'm going to leave the mics closed so that when you do have something to say, you hit 1, and that'll let me know that you have something to say, and I'll announce you by the last 4 digits of your phone number, okay? And but once you do hit 1 and you say whatever you have to say, I'm going to leave your mic open. But if your call is dropped for any reason, remember when you call back in, you'll have to hit 1 again to let me know, because there'd be so many calls on the line that unless you hit 1, your number comes to the top and let me know that you have something to say. And I don't be scrolling all the way down to all the numbers just to see, who's on first and who's on second. Oh, what's going on? like that. Okay? So the first thing I'd like to deal with is that I sent a link out to everybody that has pledged to be a part of society. And the link I sent out was so that you could learn a little bit about the trust setup, because this society is set up as an express trust. Now, the way this society is set up, it's a non-leadership-based society. I'm chairing a meeting right now, okay? But anybody, once you become a member, can chair the meeting or conference call or whatever we're trying to do. Anybody can do that. the problem that we're having right now globally is that we have to deal with leadership. And they're buying leaders off, paying them, extorting them. They're, holding the children hostage or whatever so they can get whatever bills passed they wanted to keep the 1% in power and the 99% broke. So in order to change that, we have to change the paradigm. And that's what we're doing. With this society, there are no leaders to tell you what to do. All right? That means that you yourself have to become a leader of yourself, so that you don't have to, you won't be waiting for nobody to wake you up in the morning or to call you or to make you get here or to make you do that. You have to do it for yourself. Who wakes the leaders up? I'm saying they figure out a way to get things done. So if you want something done in your life, you have to figure out a way to get it done. What this society is doing, we're eliminating the crutches. So you ain't got no crutch to lie. You don't have no crutch to lean on in this society. Just like we're dealing with the express trust that the society is set up on, if we're not here to teach you how to do trust, we are showing you where the information is, and you have to go and get it. That's how this works. So there's no crutch, nobody to come and hold you by the hand and walk you across the street. That's not how this society works. We're talking about freedom. If you're going to be free, when it's time for you to get what you need, to do what you have to do, you have to personally get out there and get it done. Now, the society's job is to support you in getting what you want. But first, you have to realize what you want. What is it that you want? We go every day not knowing what we want, following this person and following that person. That's not what this is about. We're trying to set up a support network. Well, actually, the support network is set up. We're setting up a support network so that when you, as a member of the society, when you're trying to get something done, you have somebody to plug into to support you and where you're going, okay? Not to hold your hand and take you there, but to support you on what you're going. Because if you want something bad enough, okay, you will make the effort to get it. That's how freedom works, okay? It's on you to make yourself free. It ain't on the guy next door to make you free. It's on you to make you free. Like when it comes time to eat, you can't depend on the guy next door to come over and feed you. You know, you have to make sure that you have your victuals around so that you can eat, so that you can grub, so that you can get done what you need done. Okay, and that's how this works. So, what I'm going to do to start the conference off. Okay. I'm trying to wait for a few more members to sign in here. I'm going to read the definition of a business trust, okay? Now, I've sent everybody a link where to go to get a webinar that explains how to run a trust. You follow what I'm saying? And but you have to listen to it. You have to study it. And then once you become a member, right, we will give you a complete book on trust. So I just want everybody just to study that first webinar, just to get an idea of what a trust is all about, you know, so that you have some kind of idea of what we're talking about. When we start talking about trustees and beneficiaries and grantors and all that kind of stuff, you know, you kind of understand where we're going, you know. I mean, I've been on radio shows where brothers be teaching about the trust, and it's like it's going in one and out the other because they're looking for a crutch. We're not giving you crutches. You got to stand on your own in this society. And to do that, you have to first figure out what it is that you want, because we can't help you get nothing if you don't know what you want. And we actually don't come from the we come from the I. First thing you have to ask yourself before you join any organization, what's in it for me, what's in it for my family, what's in it for my diaspora, and what's in it for the rest of the planet? How is this going to help the rest of the planet? Because we function from the position that we are gods, Psalm 82, back to the Bible, or that we are gods. And if you are that, your responsibility is every man, woman, and child on the planet. So if you come up with ideas that will feed everybody, you know that you and your family and your diaspora, 700-800 people, will not go hungry. You follow what I'm saying? Now, the 1%, they know this. We complain about Monsanto, but Monsanto is feeding millions of people. And if they shut the supermarket down the day of tomorrow, can't go in your yard and get enough food, because we're not growing anything. We're not doing anything. So literally, we're not coming up with a plan to feed ourselves, let alone the entire planet. There's 6 billion people on the planet. So we had to brainstorm. How can I provide food, clothes, and shelter for all these people? You know, and then you start with yourself. First, let me feed me. After I get enough food for me, then I'll expand the operation. Because what you're doing for yourself, you can actually make it bigger to do for other people. Do for your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, you know. And in order to do that for them, you really have to know who they are. And most of us don't know who they are. Why? We get so hung up on religions that a lot of us be missing the holidays. See, the 1%, they don't go there. They make every holiday, because it's the holidays that they use to organize their family, their tribe, to get them together. And it's how they get to know everybody, because they're using these holidays. Christians ain't trying to hang out on Halloween. Muslims ain't trying to hang out on Christmas. You follow what I'm saying? Jehovah's Witness, they don't do holidays at all. That's all I'm saying. So, I mean, it just depends. But see, the 1% thinks differently. They have to have a way to organize their family and crew. And that's what the holidays are for. So only think about, when you deal with the holidays, only think about how can I contact my family and family members and all that. And if you just send them a card, if you don't have to be much, just send them a card to let them know that, hey, I'm over here. Now, I'm your cousin. I'm your aunt. I'm your uncle. I'm thinking about you. And it makes a difference later on, okay? That this will get us out of the habit of seeing ourselves on at weddings and funerals, you know? Okay, now the definition of a business trust, okay? This law considers the business or Massachusetts trust an organization created voluntarily by trust instrument which trustees manage the trust estate for the benefit of holders of transferable certificates representing their proportionate interest and rights in the proceeds proceeds and corpus of a trust estate. Now, if you haven't stuck in trust, that sounds like Greek. I understand. I'll break it down in a minute. Once I get through, I'll break it down. Matters treated included the creation, organization, and duration of a business trust, of the nature, attributes, and liability of the trust estate, shareholders, members, a trust, but that's a French word, so I can't pronounce that too good, and their rights, shares, and liabilities, trustees, officers, and agents of such a trust, and their powers, rights, and liabilities, governmental regulations of business trust, the termination, dissolution, reorganization, and merger of such trust, and practice the procedure in cases involving business trust, insofar as peculiarly relevant or distinctively apply to such a trust. It's like a whole new language, a whole different language, okay? Basically, what they're saying is that you have a right to contract. That's basically what they're saying. I'm just going to say it real easy. You have a right to contract. And when you set up a contract with somebody, okay, if it's over property, then if it's your property, then you're granting them, okay, control over your property. All right? That's what the trust is. I'm trusting you with control over this property, which makes you a trustee. Okay? They said all that to say that. This is what I'm saying. And this is how the 1% keep getting paid. They make up these languages. So when they read what's going on, you have no idea what they're talking about. Okay? Now, this society is based on the trust, the express trust and the way it's set up. Okay? Now, you say, wait a minute. How can you set up a society based on a trust? Okay, now, what I'm going to do, all right, I'm going to read you, okay, the indenture of the trust that that we're dealing with, okay? And then I'm not going to read the whole indenture because the whole thing is like 300 pages. but I'm just going to read you enough so that you can get an idea of what's going on, okay? Upon my oath, it is hereby certified that Elohim Christ, grantor, has established a trust called Elohim Five Tribes of the Constellation Elohim Society, commonly known as Orion, in the Milky Way galaxy for the express purpose of governance and doing business as a society according to the Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume, 1 of the year 1, 2022, 1-3-2020, which is 100 years, the trustees will have the ability to renew the trust after the termination date. Then you got the, you know, the address and all that, and it's certified by the Republic. Now, this is the trust indenture, which is very important. This book will be kept in trust and will be the sole ownership of the Elohim Five Tribes and the Constellation Elohim Society. Okay. Now that means that when you join the society, okay, whatever dealing with the book, it actually belongs to the society. It don't belong to Elohim, it belongs to the society. And you're in complete control over whatever happens to the money and everything dealing with the book. That's what this means, okay? It is understood by the trust that each human has a spirit or incorporeal energy within. It is that energy that we call God or Elohim. So everybody on the planet is actually an Elohim based on the Bible, because we do follow the Bible somewhat. You know what I'm saying? Because the Bible is a code book, not a religious book. All right. So it says that we are all God. So which means we're all Elohim. We have the incorporeal spirit that is inside of us. Okay. It is understood that by the trust, each Elohim has a spirit or incorporeal energy within. It is that energy that we call God or Elohim. With the understanding, every human is Elohim or God, according to the Bible, Psalm 82, you are God. All members will be trustees or beneficiaries of Elohim Five Tribes Society. Now, our articles of the trust. I'm just going to read a few articles. So I'm not going to, the trust is like 300. The indenture thing is like 300 pages going with the book and everything. But we're just going to, I'm just going to give you enough so you can understand what's going on, okay? Upon becoming a member, no trustee or beneficiary will be held liable for any contract arrangements made by the trust. Now, think about that. We're going to get together as trustees, and we're going to do something. If we screw up, they can't sue you or your beneficiary. They have to sue the trust and what's in the trust. You know what I'm saying? So you're not held liable. Now, that's, now when you start making up your trust, because you're going to be doing it, somebody do it with your birth certificate, you might want to put your house and all this stuff on the trust. Once you start learning what the trust is, as I like to, right now, just give a shout out to Brother Will I Am. He's been trying to force his information. He's been trying to put his information on people for quite a while. And but the relevance of it, okay, that's been the problem, you know. Now, when you think about it, the Constitution is a trust instrument. And the congressmen and all these people, they're trustees following the Constitution. So if they don't follow the Constitution, then we can bring a lawsuit on them because they're supposed to be following the Constitution. See, they're trustees over the Constitution, and the Constitution is a trust instrument. So this whole society globally is set up based on this, these type of systems. And this is why it's important that we learn. If we're going to gain power, if we're going to gain our freedom, we have to learn how this thing actually works. And so this is what we're doing now, okay? I'm going to finish this for Article 3. The trust is not liable for any trustees or beneficiaries' personal business or contract or arrangements that would not be considered the business on behalf of the trust. Now, if you go out here, once you become a member, okay, now we support you, we got your back. You go out here and start doing all kinds of crazy stuff that has nothing to do with the trust, then the trust is not liable for that. You know, that's what that's saying, okay? All decisions will be voted on by the full trust, and the majority rules of more than 50% will make the decision law. So whatever decision we make, we vote on it. So there ain't no one big mucky muck that's going to be running through with a gavel, you know what I mean, like Mitch McConnell, screwing everything up. That ain't there. This is the different, totally different paradigm, okay? You are the sole controllers. The trustees control everything. And we control it together, okay? We vote on what we're trying to do, vote on what we need. Instead of voting on somebody to do something for us, we vote on what we need to do. And it makes it so much better, you know? And any trustee that's not present when the vote is taken will have the right to appeal the decision. The process of joining starts on the date that you your $100 money order is received. It costs $100 because you get a lot of information, okay? upon joining, you'll receive classified book, Tyrannical Scriptures, complete volume, which is not to be sold to the public. You can only get that by joining the order, okay? Now, I'm going to list some of the stuff that you get for the $100. I joined the organization, and all I got was a handshake, I'm telling you. You get 10 CDs. You get the introduction, how to meditate. You get meditation music. You get a CD on who you are, a CD on hatred, a CD on right and justice, a CD on love. Then you get the Christ Has Come. You get the National Anthem, part one and part two. Then you get the National Anthem. Then you get the orientation folder. You get a book of programs and departments. You get a book, a complete book of teaching you everything there is to do or to know about trust. This is what you're getting when you first sign up, okay? You get ordained minister papers. So once you sign up, you're going to be ordained as a minister. And this is for your protection, because when they come out with that vaccine, and if you don't want to take it, you cannot take it on a conscientious objective against taking that vaccine. So as a minister, you don't have to take the vaccine if you want, because it's against your religion, in other words. So you don't have to take it if you don't want to. So that's why every member gets ordained as a minister. Now, you can go in and you can open up a church and all that stuff if you want to. But, you know, the thing is just for your protection, so that certain things that the government's pushing at you that you don't want to do, you don't have to do, okay? now, you get a gold certificate. So with your $100, what we do, we take $10 out of the $100. Now, all this stuff is over $200 if we just sold all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? But you're getting it for $100, and we take $10 out of that, right? And we give you a gold certificate. Now, as a society, that gold certificate is actually money. It's worth more than the $10 bill that you get on the fiat currency. You follow what I'm saying? Because this certificate is literally backed by gold, okay? And I'm a member of Carabas and all that stuff. So it's plenty of gold. I got plenty of gold laying around to back all this stuff up. So I'm just saying. But each certificate is backed by gold, okay? And then we'll take $10 and enroll you in what's called a money-making venture. Right now, I'm gonna explain how that works for a minute. The money making venture. Now, if you have a question or comment, just press 1 on your phone, and that will let me know that you have something to say, and I'll open up your mic, and you can go ahead and begin, you know, speaking about what you need to be speaking about, okay? Or ask any questions or whatever you want to do. All right. the money making venture. It's not complicated. Whatever you put in, within 1 year, you get 100% interest on whatever you put in. Now, we're putting in $10, but you can put in whatever you want. As a member of the Money Maker Venture, you can put in whatever you want. Now, I'm putting in $1,000 a month. Now, if I put in $1,000 a month, after 1 year, right, I get my $1,000 plus 100% on that. So they have to give me $2,000 a month. You know what I'm saying? For the whole year, because that's what I put in for the whole year, and that's what I get back for the whole year. See, that's how it works. I'm sure you have money sitting in the bank for over a year. And hey, would they give you 2% interest on it? Something like that, 3%? You know what I'm saying? This system gives you 100% interest on the money that you put in. If you put in $5,000, then in 1 year, you're going to get your $5,000 back plus another $5,000 on top of that. If you want to come in front, it just is guaranteed. You don't have to do anything. Or you can just put your money in, but you have to wait 1 year to get a return. Now, if somebody decides, let's say I'm putting in $1,000 a month, after 6 months, something happened, I get broke, I need my money. So what we have to decide, these are some of the things that we're going to have to decide on, too, as a society. What kind of penalty that comes on when we withdraw the money early? because I'm going to have to take the money from someplace else to give you your money back if we're because your money is being invested so that we can guarantee that money when the time comes, all right? So now if you want your money back early, then there have to be some kind of stipulations that the society hasn't decided yet. So this is what these calls are all about, so that we can make some decisions on this stuff, you know? And that's what's going on. That's what's happening right now, you know? So right now we haven't come with no pill if you take your money back early. But with a deal like this, why would you take your money back early? It has to be a real emergency, you know? And, you know, hey, things do happen, you know, and there's nothing you can do about that, you know? okay. Where am I? Oh, I'm still listing what you're going to get. Okay, you get a T-shirt. You get a T-shirt. You get a hat. What else? And each member will receive 10 pies. Now, we don't want the members to go out pushing pies. That's not what this is all about. What you do is a talking point. So you pick 10 people that you figure would be good to be a part of the society. And you can use a pie as a talking point. You just let them just get one a week. You pick 10 people that will take one a week, and that's it. That's all you do. Somebody that you want to talk to that, you know, that it gives you a way in to talk to people. Yo, man, I got these pies over there. They're really good. I'd like for you to try one, you know. Just, and then, it's just a way to get in. You start talking about the society and what's going on and things of that nature, you know. But we don't want people like, I need 40 pies. No, it don't work that way. It's just for talking. It's just it's a talking point. That's all it is, okay? We don't want everybody to be out here trying to become pie salesmen. That's not what this is about, okay? We have other ways for you to make money, though. Now, if you broke and ain't got no money, you put your last $100 up to join, it's incumbent upon the society to figure out, you know, how to get you work, how to get you a job. We got people in society now that's offering jobs and stuff like that. There, we do that on Sunday at 8 o'clock. You know, we have advertised and stuff, companies and all that stuff that we advertise on Sunday that might be able to get you a little bit of work if you're, you know, if you need a job or something like that. There, you know. Okay. I'm out of here. Okay. Now the benefits, the trustees, right? The trustees have complete control over the society. The beneficiaries, all they do is collect a check, okay? And that check is a certain percentage of what the trustees have. Now the beneficiaries are your children, all right? So once you join, you'll be in the position where you'll be setting up a trust fund for your children, like the big boys do. You know, big boys have trust funds for their children. Well, you'll be a trustee, and a certain percentage of the money that you get from being a trustee will be transferred to your children as beneficiaries. That's how this works. And once the child becomes 18, they automatically become a trustee. Unless 30 days, they, you know, give us a letter or something in 30 days and say that they don't want to be trustees, and then they won't, you know. But they automatically become trustees, okay, when they become 18 years old. All beneficiaries, I already just said that. And the law of the trust is the Tyrannical Scriptures, complete volume. That's why that book is so important, and it's 300 pages. There's a constitution in there. There's protocols in there. If you're running a business, it will show you, help you. There's things in it to help you with your business and everything else, you know. Help you set up some things. It's amazing what's in the book. I'm not in a position to just read off what's in the book right now, but maybe next Monday I'll do a little bit of that or what's in the book, you know. Let me see here. Very interesting. We've been on the air here for a minute. Is that correct? Yeah, that's 6:34. Okay. Now, once again, if you have a question or something, just hit one, and I'll open up your mic, and you can ask questions about what's going on and what we're doing and things of that nature, you know, okay? Now, all trustees are equal in authority and have the power of one vote, you know? A proxy vote can only be used when a trustee is incapacitated and cannot vote due to an illness or injury. Now, I'm going through all of this because you have the power to talk about this stuff. And if something sounds good, well, you know, you might want to change a few things around or switch things up. That's the power of not having a leader, you know. You want something changed, you want something done. If there's more than 50%, you can change anything that we have. The only thing you can't change is the fact that the trustees and the beneficiaries are not liable for what happens for the contract arrangements made by the trust. You can't change that, because if you change that and if the trust do something, they're coming after you individually. And we don't want that. We don't want no trustee, no beneficiary liable for the decisions that the group is making. Basically, that's what's going on, you know. Don't even they have to sue the trust. Now, if you're signing something, let's say you're signing a contract. Let's say the trust decides, we need a car. So we go out and buy a car. But you sign for the car. But you have to sign for the trust when you put your signature down there. If you just put your signature down there and something happens, they can come back to you. You don't want them to come back to you. You don't want nothing to come back to you. You want it all to go back to the trust. So a lot of things, some things are very important that you must do, you know. And if you watch that first webinar, most of this stuff, you kind of like got an idea of what's going on, you know. And it makes a big difference if you kind of understand what's happening. You see what happened when I read the definition of a trust. It's like reading French or Greek. You know, nobody understands the language like that. So it has to be broken down to you. And that's what this guy does on the link that I sent you. If you go and watch him on YouTube, UCFL, just watch his first webinar. And once you sign up, you'll get a complete book on trust that will tell you everything that you need. You can study it at your leisure or based on whatever time that you have to study whatever you're studying, okay? Now, each trustee will be given a number. When you sign up, right, you'll be given a number, and that number stays with you, period. That's your number, and that number transfers down to your children, your children's children. If you pass or you decide you want to be part of trust them, or trust, that number still stays with your diaspora, all right? Because we're talking about your entire diaspora here, because we're setting up a whole society so that your children can finally be getting trust funds so they can go to college and all that kind of stuff. That's what this is all about, you know? And the whole thing is self-sustaining. Once you read the book, Geronimo Scriptures Complete Volume, you'll see that the whole thing is self-sustaining, you know. So we don't really have to go out to different places to borrow or get money, because the money that we need is right within the society to do whatever we're trying to do, you know. The purpose of the arrangement is to invest in trustees' responsibility for the protection and conservation of property for beneficiaries who cannot share in the discharge of this responsibility and therefore are not associates in the joint enterprise of the conduct of business for profit. However, the beneficiaries of this trust do no more than accept the benefits thereof and are not the voluntary planners or creators of the trust arrangement. Some things have to be said like that for the courts. You know what I mean? We have to write, put some things in their language. When they read it, it's okay. All right. This makes sense. Although it sounds like we speak in French, but it's okay. It makes sense. So, because if we ever go to court, this is a contractual arrangement, okay, common law. So whenever we go to court, the indenture agreement is what that judge is going to be dealing with. And if you got the wrong thing in your indenture agreement, you know, right, if you're acting not in accordance with the trust indenture, right, then the judge can call an association. Let's say the beneficiaries decide that a trust member's not here and they want to appoint a trust member. That makes it an association, and that makes us taxable. So we can't do that. The beneficiaries have nothing to do with the planning or anything else in reference to the society is concerned. Only the trustees have complete autonomy over everything. The trustees are in control over everything. Whatever they vote on, whatever they say, that is what it is. So it's very important that we know exactly what's going on and what's happening, you know. Yesterday, I don't know what happened yesterday. I spoke it on the air, but they shut my internet off, okay. So right now the internet is working, but they've been doing little peculiar things. You know how Big Brother do. that's what I'm saying. I just want to alert you just in case this thing goes down. Because last Wednesday my screen went down, you know, and I wasn't able to see the board and stuff, you know. Okay, so that's where we are right now. And now if any member can get a list. Any member can get a list of trustees. We have to decide if we want any member to get a list of the beneficiaries, because the beneficiaries are going to be the trustees' children. So I think that we need to limit what the members can get. I think the members should be able to get a list of the trustees, but not a member of the beneficiaries. So these are some of the things that we have to decide on, you know. And I think that it's important that we become aware of what's going on and what we're doing, because you're going to need to study, especially once you become a member. You got to go back to school, because if you don't know anything about trust and how trusts work and what's going on, the reason for the trust and all that, you got to do a lot of studying, because you're going to be wanting to set up trust for yourself and your family. For instance, I'll give you an example one reason why you might want to set up a trust. Okay, let's say you make up a will, right, and you have property in more than one state. So if something happens to you, then that will goes into probate. So sometimes it takes 6-7 months to get the stuff out of probate. And then if you have to go to another city, then you have to go through the whole process all over again. But if you put the stuff in a trust, you don't have to go through that probate problem, okay? So now, like I'm saying, I'm not here to teach on trust. What I'm trying to do is just to pique your interest so that, because we have pledge people that are pledging on the line, that are not members, and we also have members on the line. So all the way up until January, we'll be inviting people to come in and listen to see what we're doing, see what we're talking about, just in case they might want to get involved. They might want to get involved with the church. People that we think that have the brain power to kind of see what's going on and might want to jump in and do something. You follow what I'm saying? So we have people on the line that's not members, and we have people on the line that are members, and we have people on the line that have pledged to become members. So once you pledge to become a member, we take your word for it, okay? And once you join our society, this is something else you have to understand too. Once you join a society, you're coming in as a new creature. So we don't care what you did yesterday, what your past was like and all that. We're not concerned about that. We're only concerned about what you do once you become a member of the trust, all right? So you become a new creature when you get in here. And we're going to give you all the information and everything you need, from diet to whatever, to straighten out whatever's going on in your life. That's what the trust is all about. Because we have problems. Boy, do we have problems. and the solution to 98% of the problems that you have is in the books and the dialogue that we're going to be giving you, okay? So you're going to be you're going to be straightening out a lot of your stuff once you become a member of the society, okay? Now, now some of the things we talked about last week, the person that read the minutes, I don't know why I don't see their number. So I'm going to go through some of the stuff that we talked about last week. We talked about how to secure our Compass Network, how to get a more secure Compass Network to talk to. Because we're using Blog Talk Radio right now, and this is the global situation. So everybody and everybody's mother's listening. That's why I tell everybody, you know, to if you only use your nickname or the number, you know, when you call in, okay? We're talking about freedom, how to get your freedom. I mean, how to get control. And to get control, it's about being a society. You need people working together without the crutch. See, people working together without the crutch will give you, all right, power. Will give you way more than what you need, okay, in order to do whatever you have to do, okay? So that's one of the things that we worked on last week, how to get a more secure Compass Network. And we have to decide what would be a good bank for our society, how to get gold at a cheap price. We have to decide on that, okay? And then we have to explain I can explain how the MMB works. I think I already did that, okay? And I explained about when you sign in that you get a number and all that. So basically, we went through just about everything here, you know. And so by a show of hands, which means, you know, if you have any questions or anything, just hit one and we can go through all that, okay? And just how to get more, where to get cheap gold at. That's what we need now, because we want to buy gold. Everybody's mother's buying gold. And we need to figure out where to get the gold from, okay? That will help us a lot, okay? So so right now, if we don't have any other comments or anything else anybody else want to say about anything, then we can go ahead and cut this meeting short, and we can tune back in next Wednesday. So next Wednesday, now what I'd like you to do next Wednesday is to make sure you call in on time, you know, because some of you checked in a little late here. So call in on time, and then you'll see and know exactly what's going on, okay? So with that, I'm going to read our closing assertion, okay? And then we're going to go ahead and call the meeting. If anybody object or have anything else they want to say, just hit one on your dial and you can let me in. I'll let you say it, okay? I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law or reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Okay? And that's where we're at right now. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. Are you sure you don't have no comments or anything to say, you know, because I've covered everything that I wanted to talk about today. And everything that was on the list from last week. So I'm going to chime out. And we will talk again next Wednesday on the next conference. And hopefully I'll be chatting with you Sunday with Elohim Speaks on Sunday. That comes on at 8 o'clock. So make sure you check me out Sunday. And hear what I have to say on a Sunday, because we're going to be talking about some pretty good things, Bible, code book, or religious book. We're going to be talking about that as well, okay? So with that, I'm going to say Walk in the light of love, and your path will always be lit. Okay? Much love. Thank you. Thank you for calling up. Couldn't be done.